For any visitors, welcome. And we're glad you're here and hope you can come back soon. And I know everyone is concerned about the coronavirus and knows the precautions they need to take. So I want to share some of the things to do to keep your immune system up. There's just 6 items. Keep your stress level down, because stress can hurt your immune system, says Dr. Morgan Katz of Johns Hopkins. Exercise at a low, moderate intensity for 30 minutes a day, because exercise lowers cortisol levels and helps to improve your immune system. Get adequate sleep. You need 7 to 8 hours. Eat plenty of plain yogurt. Dr. Katz says it helps support good bacteria that lives in your body. Watch your diet. Eat your vegetables and greens and limit the amount of sugar and trans fat. Stop smoking and don't vape. Everything your mother would tell you. If you didn't make the mission, you missed a very fun and enjoyable event. Father Eric and company covered a lot of information and answered a number of questions. But he missed one that the Hebrews had in our first reading when they were in the desert. Being in the desert and away from their place of worship, they were stressed, similar to the way we are stressed with the virus. They wanted to ask Jesus, is the Lord in our midst or not? Many people today think that God is only in this tabernacle and not with them out in their world. So they don't think the Lord is with them when they leave here. Others forget that he is always with us. We know that the Spirit of God dwells within each one of us and that God has a sacred purpose for each one of us. Remember what it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 15. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. Each of us has God within them when they leave. He shares his life with each one of us and desires that you would share your life with him. You know, life is a lot like a treasure hunt. We're on the sea of life. Our body is our ship. You are the captain, endowed with godlike powers of a free will and self-awareness. The Spirit of God that dwells within you is your navigator. As the captain, you decide what experiences you will have. Now, the navigator would love to guide you into experiences of love, understanding, and kindness, to name a few. He wants you to experience and know that you are deeply loved. Being the captain of your ship, you make the decisions. The navigator accompanies you in all your struggles and is ready to give you direction for all your urgent and pressing questions. But you have to have the courage and strength to stop and listen. We all have a birthright by baptism to make contact and collaborate with our indwelling spirit. Everyone has a deep yearning to be loved. It is deep within our being. This yearning can only be satisfied by developing a relationship with him. While you cannot observe the divine spirit at work in your minds, there is a practical method of discovering the degree to which you have yielded the control of your powers to the teaching and guidance of this indwelling spirit of our Heavenly Father. And that is the degree of your love for your fellow men. Yes, we can have a personal relationship with God. Invite him to enter your heart and mind and share your pressing questions with him. He will accompany you during your struggles and give you the courage and strength to find answers to all your urgent and pressing questions you have. We are indeed the children of God, and Jesus brought us this knowledge of God and the revelation of his love and mercy to the individual believer as a genuine personal experience. God loves you, every one of you, as individuals. Jesus said, "I will write my law in their hearts, I will be their God, and they shall be my people." The singer of the Psalms tells us, "Put your trust in the Lord. Be patient, wait upon the Lord, and be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. Trust him at all times and pour your heart to him, for God is your refuge. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in human princes." All I can say is, trust in the Lord. My wife's mother, Estelle, when we would go to see her in the rest home, it didn't matter if we just got there, or been there for an hour. When it was time for the sing-along, she would say, "I'm going to sing to Jesus." She trusted the Lord, and that got to be the way she could worship our Lord with community. I'd like to leave you with one more thought. There's a popular secular saying, and it goes like this: nice guys come in last. But Jesus said, the last will be first. So go out there, be a nice guy, and come in first in God's eyes. Eternal Father, we turn our hearts to you, seeking your love and loving one another. May we worship you in spirit and truth. We pray.